I think being a finance director would be worse than being a major league umpire, Jerry. No one's ever happy with you.
Well, that's true at times.
And
sure.
You know what's funny is you're not in charge of getting the money in. You're in charge of managing the money, and you need more money, don't you?
$20 million or so would do good.
Well, let's talk about the possible privatization of a city-owned golf course and the city cemeteries. I know it's something that you've been thinking about. How long ago did this come up, and where do you stand with finding someone to run Grosbeck as well as three city-owned cemeteries?
Okay, well, Tony, we've been looking at this for a while. I mean, the reality is that we have to use our general fund tax dollars to subsidize the operation of Grosbeck Golf Course as well as the three cemeteries. And, you know, in today's world particularly, that's a tough thing to do. And we observe that around us there are golf courses that are operated privately. There are cemeteries that are operated privately, and, you know, kind of by definition, they're not requiring a general tax subsidy. So we're looking at that, and we've looked at our operations to try to figure out how we can do it. Our model isn't working. You know, we want to keep the cemeteries, you know, open and available to our residents. We want the golf course operating, but we got to figure out how we can do that without spending general fund tax dollars.
Have you?
And so,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just. So in that context, we are currently out on the street soliciting proposals. Haven't made a decision yet. Proposals aren't back yet. When they come in, we will look at them. We will see if we can make them meet their needs. Maybe in that whole process, we'll learn something about our business model, and maybe we can figure out how to do it. Continue doing it ourselves.
Have you had calls and inquiries about this from businesses?
Yeah, I haven't directly. Our purchasing folks tell me they've gotten a number of expressions of interest, and so we're waiting to see what comes when the deadline comes.
Jerry, how do you get the word out that you're seeking bidders for this?
Well, we issued a formal request for proposals through our normal city purchasing process, which means it, you know, got published in the normal channels that we publish. Just about everything, and of course, we knew, you know, from past explorations that there are some companies that have, you know, perhaps approached us in the past or expressed interest, and so we made sure they knew that this is out on the street.
What are the fees for the cemetery usage? It's a kind of a touchy subject because you're talking about deceased people,
right,
and with families and whatnot. But how does that work?
Well, Tony, I don't have that with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
When folks buy a plot at the cemetery, they pay for what's called perpetual care, and I don't know offhand what those dollars amounts are. But in our case, we keep those monies, and then we use the interest earnings on those to go toward maintenance of the cemeteries.
When it comes to the golf course, I can tell you from personal experience and taking my two young sons out there that is a great course, and the location is awesome. What needs to be done, or I think what could help you, is getting the word out, the marketing, the advertising. That place is a hidden gem, I think.
I think you're right. It is the gem of our, you know, we used to have more than one golf course. We're down to one, and we've kept the jewel. There's no question about it. It's a great place for folks to play. I enjoy it myself.
What happened to the land with the other golf courses? Have you sold that yet?
No, we haven't. Actually, they are referred to now in our Parks Master Plan as parks. So we have Waverly Park and Red Cedar Park.
Are they up for sale?
No, not at this point in time. Those are dedicated park properties. In order for us to sell them, we would have to have the approval of the voters. Something that we're looking at all of our city properties to decide whether there's some assets that in today's world and looking to the future that we don't need. And so we may be contemplating something like that.
All right. For folks interested in running Grosbeck Golf Course or the three cemeteries, they just need to go to the city's website. Jerry Ambrose is the City of Lansing Finance Director. Jerry, thanks so much.
Okay, Tony. Have a great day.